USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
COVID vaccinations in the U.S. have picked up in the wake of the rise of new cases fueled by the spread of the Delta variant. The White House says more than 3 million people received their first dose of vaccine in the last week. White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain tweeting Saturday that more adults have received their first dose than at any time in the last 2 months, and that large increases are being seen in states with large numbers of Delta cases. Nearly 70% of American adults have now received at least one dose. And the first flight evacuating Afghans who worked with U.S. forces has landed in the United States. The flight carrying more than 200 people landed outside of Washington, D.C. late Friday night as part of a program to get those who assisted American troops out of the country as U.S. forces are being pulled out. In a statement, President Biden welcomed them to the country and thanked them for standing with the United States. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently? Remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
The director of the CDC is explaining why her agency adjusted its guidelines for mask wearing earlier this week. Brad Bernards reports.
Dr. Rochelle Walensky, director of the CDC, issued a clarification statement Friday night on Fox News' special report. Brett Baer had asked about masks.
The masks are really being put on for vaccinated people in areas of high-density disease, such that if they were to get infected, that they knew that they might bring it to somebody who is immunocompromised, somebody who was not yet vaccinated. So it was really to prevent transmission.
From the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
And the Senate held a rare Saturday session as a group of bipartisan negotiators worked to finish their $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill. Virginia Democrat Senator Mark Warner saying that the group is still hammering out the language of the bill with the hope of getting the full text out on Saturday. If the group is able to do that, debate on the bill and possible amendments to it could begin as soon as Sunday afternoon. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A major storm caused serious damage and injuries in Pennsylvania. Wendy King has more.
Just one day after a destructive tornado struck eastern Pennsylvania, causing the partial collapse of a car dealership and injuring several people inside, the National Weather Service confirmed that an EF3 tornado had torn through the area with peak winds of 140 miles per hour. They said the most intense damage was to a car dealership and an adjacent mobile home park. They said on Thursday, the twister struck in Bensalem, Pennsylvania. The town is 20 miles northeast of Philadelphia. Public Safety Director Fred Herron said it was the worst damage he had ever seen. According to officials, five people were injured in the car dealership. The storm caused damage in other areas of town as well, including a gardening center. But no other injuries were reported. In addition to reports of tornadoes, there were also numerous reports of wind damage, hail as large as an inch and a half in diameter, and flash flooding from torrential rain across eastern Pennsylvania. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And Miami Marlins manager Don Mattingly has tested positive for COVID-19. He arrived at the ballpark Saturday experiencing mild symptoms. The team says Mattingly's case is isolated and the rest of the Marlins players and staff have all tested negative. Mattingly was vaccinated back in April. Bench coach James Rosen will handle managerial duties while Mattingly quarantines. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.